Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us. Welcome aboard YouTube. Glad to have you with us. All of our community of faith family. Wow.
It's good to have you with us. Welcome aboard.
What an amazing month this has been. What an absolutely amazing month this has been. It's like you just look around and say, well, it's like the old song we used to sing in the beginning of the 2000s. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Isn't that just something?
Love that.
I love that song, and woo! I love all of our technology. I thank you, Father, that all of our technology functions together properly every single time. Every time we click a button, it works exactly like we click it. And it makes us so happy that we jump and shout and dance about.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
If Brother Roger only knew how much the happy, happy, joy, joy meant to us, it would be amazing. Thank you, Brother Roger. Appreciate that. Now, tonight is our Saturday night live. I like to call it Saturday Night Live. On the Saturday Night Live, it's usually a question and answer session. But we've got so many wise Bible scholars tonight, nobody had any questions.
I had some, but I forgot to write them down.
Well,
I'll leave them for next time.
All right, save them for next time or type them in the comments and we'll get caught up. Here's the deal. I think because we've been on the road all week and really we've got a lot of things accomplished on the road this week. I think what we're going to do tonight is actually get ourselves caught up with a read the word, because we got several of those to make up. And somebody, now I just opened the door for Sunday. Everybody get up and hold that door closed so Sister Sunday gets to stay here with us. Welcome, Sunday. It's good to have you with us here once again. You know, it's always good to have you with us. And besides that, it's good to have you with us.
Well, unless I get bounced out.
Well, you know, we don't have any bouncers in the church. That's the other people. We don't carry them around here.
That's because it's going to be a good word.
It's Amen. Going to be a really good word. Yeah, tonight's going to be a really good word. You're going to like it. So anyways, here we go. So this is what I started to say. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. And you know that the blessing of the Lord was, I want you to know this, man. I've been praying for everybody to come back with a testimony that God moved mightily amongst your family. Sister Leanne and I, since we left on this trip, have seen 7 very specific answers to prayer. Maybe 10, I guess. Yeah, probably 10. I guess we better write them down. And so we can get, you know, not that we're numbering for a number's sake, but
to remember.
Paul said, be careful not to let these things slip. Well, take it out of the negative and say, make sure you remember these things that are happening. Yeah. And, you know, some of them are not testimonies that we would give publicly. They're more of a private nature to us, but man, we have seen God move mightily for us on this trip. And thank God for it. Now, I want to say this to everybody, and then we'll get into our read the word for tonight. And we're going to be in Acts chapter 15 and 16. Great. Two of the greatest chapters in the whole book of Acts. You're going to love this. It's going to be a great time tonight. But I want to say this about the prayers I've been praying for you to have dreams. So this is a mini teaching before the read the word. I want you to get this. Turn with me right now to Job chapter 33. I don't just sit there like a log on a bump and just have me read it to you. Open your Bible, get your eyes on it. And like Brother Terry Mize would say, Terry, get your eyes in the word. And then he'd rub his face in it, right? Why? Because when your eye is filled with this, your eye is filled with him. And when your eye is filled with him, it's not going to be filled with the things of this world that destroy. So go real quick to Job chapter 33. And we're going to read verses 14 through 18. All right? And the reason why I'm saying this is I'm starting to get testimonies of people having dreams. Really crazy dream this morning. No. I had a dream this morning that was really something. Richard Leanne and I were both piloting big cargo ships.
Did I do better than that in the semi?
Well, you know, you were docking this ship, and for some reason I had another ship that I was docking, but all of a sudden I was there in the pilot's room while you were docking the ship, and you were getting it. You were kicking it. I mean, you were like, shh, parking that, baby. Perfect.
Woo-hoo.
Anyways, well, Pastor, what in the world does it mean? I'm not real sure exactly what it all means. But this is, remember what I'm teaching us. No. Remember what the Holy Spirit is teaching us. When you wake up and you say, wait, I just had a dream, get something and start writing it down, recording it, video yourself laying in bed with your hair all messed up. Do something to containerize what just happened because God's speaking to you. Now, I want you to realize something. Two kinds of dreams are going to come forth. Some of them are going to be positive, and some of them are going to be negative. The positive, faith-filled ones that just fire you up, man, thank God for them. The ones that are on the other side maybe might be fearful. They might be painful. They might have a little bit of confusion in them since you've been born again. You're like, wait a minute, what is this? And what you're going to find is that that group, God, by a dream, has uncovered something for you that you got a wall covering up. And when he uncovers it in a dream, you're like, wait a minute, there it is, I see it. You take the blood of Jesus to it immediately. You take the righteousness of God to it immediately. You take the power of the Holy Spirit to it immediately. You use 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear and the trauma, the torment that goes with it. Now, why are you saying that? I had, what did I tell you this morning? Three to five dreams?
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up like, why am I dreaming this? And it hit me this morning. Wait a minute. Or maybe it was yesterday morning. Wait a minute. That's God showing me something about a negative situation in my life. And I was just able to put the blood of Jesus on it and say, I forgive every one of them people that was involved in that situation. I don't hold nothing against nobody. And guess what? I am the answer that's going to create all them people actually making it to heaven, no matter how bad they did me. Well, guess what? Now, not only did I get free of a trauma, get free of an offense that came against me, I'm now the intercessor. So when you're the intercessor for them people, guess what? You are not only sowing a seed and throwing a line in, you not only get free, you get the credit for that wicked person thanking God. And Jesus said, "What? Who are you if you do good to those who do good to you?" The sinners do that. That's when he said, pray for those who do good to those who spitefully use you. Do good to a wall. What greater good is there than to pray they get saved? Stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Watch this. Well, Pastor, I don't even know how to do it. Yeah, you do. Listen to my prayer. Father, in a dream, in a vision, in the middle of the night, when deep sleep falls upon him, sick him, Lord. That's probably not a good word to say, but you know, I know what that means. Big German shepherd's come. He's getting ready to attack. So all of a sudden, the greatest form of upstanding and that they make it to heaven. That's the greatest form of love that there is, especially when they've done you wrong. Go be with them. Never. Listen to me. Go be with them. No, I'm not going to be with you. You've already proven you're going to do me wrong. Stand after you in heaven. Every time your name comes to my mind, I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to give them heal their instruction, turn them from pride. If you didn't get the revelation that I just shared with you, I command you in Jesus' name, back this video up and listen to this last 7-minute segment 87 times. Count them. Brother Dan, man. Dan, you put that timestamp in the other night. And it popped up on my screen because of I get notifications of all the timestamps in YouTube. And I went back and I'm like, I'm going to listen to this. And I'm like, wow, that was a perfect timestamp. Perfect timestamp. I am telling you. I sat here amening myself. And I even told the guy preaching, why didn't you say this right there? Anyways. Let's read this. Job 33. You might be saying, Pastor, I don't even get the revelation you're talking about. Watch this. This is what I'm praying for every one of you every night. Now, you pay attention to what I'm saying. Are you listening to me? Amen, Rebecca. I just realized a few people I need to forgive. What's going on? Watch this. What's going on? God's removing a wall that we put up to protect ourselves from trauma. Those walls just go up. What is it doing? It's protecting you from another traumatic event.
Yeah.
But what God did by a dream puts you on the backside of it. And when you land on the backside, you're landing there, Mr. and Mrs. Supernatural, like, oh, yeah, guess what? I'm here. Did you ever see the movie The Kid by Bruce Willis? Where he's an adult and he's a mess and he doesn't have his stuff together, but he's very influential and he's making lots of money. But all of a sudden this kid shows up and the kid is actually him when he's a kid.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, it's a cool video on how he would like to change things that happened to him growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you and I can't change what happened growing up, but you and I can land back there because God gives us a dream. Put the blood of Jesus right in the middle of it and sever all the ties of any offense, any trauma, any detrimental thing that happened, and walk out of it saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. I am free, 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 free. And you know what you get to do? You get to say, you foul devil, you tried to destroy me. I claim that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, and all y'all come to the kingdom.
Amen.
Woo! Am I going to preaching or what's going on? Let's read. This is just a short excerpt before I do read the word.
All right.
Job 33:14. God may speak in one way or in another, and yet man does not perceive it. Have you ever heard somebody preaching something and you're like, man, that guy's convinced, but I don't get a word he's saying? That's when I first met Dr. Barclay. I'm like, wow, this man is totally convinced of what he's saying. And thank you, Jesus, he was.
The great amen.
Now watch. Verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while they're slumbering on their beds, then he, God, circle that he, it's capital, he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. Everybody just say it. All y'all that's my family.
All y'all that's my family.
All your instructions are severely sealed in God.
All of your instructions are sealed in God.
Why? Because I'm praying it for you and your family. And you pray it for your and your family. And look what God said right there in verse 16. God opens the ears and seals their instruction of how to find him into their heart.
Amen.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? It's like Mike Warnke said, if your grandma's praying for you, just give up, because she ain't going to give up and she ain't going to die till God tells her it's done.
Amen.
So, Brother Jesse's grandma, boy, you're going to preach the gospel. Shut up, Grandma. Don't tell me to shut up, Jesse. I'll whoop you. I know, Grandma. Just don't say that no more. You're going to preach the gospel, Jesse. You belong to me. Anyways, look at verse 17. He seals their instruction for what purpose? In order to turn man from his deed, which would destroy you, and conceal pride from man. Why? Because pride is what causes them not to receive God.
Yeah.
Now look at the next one. He, notice that he is capitalized. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. No matter whether your dreams are filled with faith, conquer, you're out there gaining the territory, occupy until he's come, advance and hold, or you all of a sudden are in a picture of your past going, what is this? No matter what it is when you wake up, if it's got fright and fear in it when you wake up, put the blood of Jesus on it immediately and say, whoa, 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 the same spirit that lives inside of me is the Holy Spirit, and he was the Holy Spirit in Jesus. And that means I put Jesus right back there in that event, and I claim every person that was there and connected to it to come into the kingdom of God. There is no greater love than what? A man would lay down his life for a friend, and how much more for an enemy? I didn't think we had enemies, Pastor. I guarantee you, anybody that's done me wrong and continually done me wrong, that's an enemy. Why? Because I'm not even going to be with them. I'm going to pray they find Jesus, but I ain't going to be with them. You're not going to do it to me again. I guarantee you that.
Amen.
Why? Because God doesn't make us go back and let somebody do something wicked and bad and awful to us again. Remember, I'm going to hit it one more time, and then we'll be done. Ready? In a dream, in a vision of the night, while deep sleep falls upon man, and they're slumbering on the bed, God opens up the ears of people's understanding. Why? Because he gives you a technicolor vision. What does it mean that the Anna and I were both in ships? I'm not sure, but I'm excited about what that means. I've never seen myself in a ship. Ever. I'm excited about it. And yet those other five, I think it was five dreams, another five dreams, is like, what is that all about? Well, I know now. I claim every person in every one of them dreams to find God and to be set free from all that junk. Amen. Guess what? I'm the intercessor and the greatest blessing for any intercessor is that you reached in there and got the most wicked person against you and you turned them to the kingdom. He seals their instruction inside of them. He turns their path and so that their deeds are not sending them to hell. He conceals the pride from them. He conceals pride. What? Because he showed them a picture. And I got some young people I'm praying for. You know my prayers, man? Jesus, give them a dream that they can't shake. And they sit around and talk about for the next 5 days with each other just going, what does this mean? What does this mean? And then send an angel right in the middle of it. Why? Because God's going to keep back their soul from the pit. I mean, if I was done preaching right now, I would have preached enough already. Why? Because it'll encourage every one of you to just stand in a gap. Today, I was at a store. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, buy the person behind you's stuff. And I looked at him. I turned and looked. And they looked at me and scowled. Like, who is this guy? And I'm like, Jesus, you know me. I'll do it. And there was somebody else working, you know, getting the till. You know, I'm like, what am I doing here? Jesus, help me. What am I doing? What am I doing? And I'm like, nah, it's going to work. Which is unusual for me because when God says it, I'm going to move. I walked out of the store going, what is that about? He said, wise choice. I'm like, what? It was wise choice. That person wasn't going to receive you at all. I'm like, why'd you say it? He said, because that's what I wanted to have happen. And when you turned and looked, had they smiled or been friendly, it would have happened. But when you turned and they scowled at you, you made the right choice. I'm like, wow. Never done that in my life, I don't think. Huh. I've always just busted through it. And I've had people say, no, you ain't buying my stuff. Leave me alone. See, that's probably the time to hear the voice of the spirits. Say, watch, watch, watch. I remember the story Dr. Barkley tells of being in the big department store shopping with Vicky. Well, Vicky's shopping and he carrying the boxes. And he said, of course, I'm in the lingerie department because that's where the dressing rooms are found. And women walk up like, what are you doing here all by yourself? You know, what kind of man are you? He said, I saw a woman coming. And God said, I want you to go tell her she looks nice in that dress today.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, have you forgotten that my wife's right in there? And I'm not telling another woman she looks nice in any dress. And he's like, the Holy Spirit was on me saying, go say it. And so he's like, that lady's coming. And he's like, the Holy Spirit, what are you telling me? And he said, I just stepped out to the aisle and said, ma'am, I just want to tell you, you look nice in that dress. And she fell into his arms. And now he's holding her. Like, there you go. This is exactly what needs to happen when Vicky walks out of this dressing room. Here I am. And she begins to weep. Well, and of course, Dr. Barkley knows whatever he just said, destroyed a yoke, crushed a devil. And now I got to stand you up and figure out where you're at and what's going on because you're about to get born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And she had just made the statement to God, nobody even notices how nice I look in dress. I'm going to go and commit suicide. And he said to her, ma'am, you look very nice in that dress. What did it do? Those words severed that spirit of suicide. Crushed him. What? Raw obedience by a man of God. Raw, just straight up. knowing the voice of God. And you know what? Got her born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, established in that local church where they go. And to this day, she's still there, mighty woman of God. You got to be listening to the Holy Spirit. I don't think that person behind me had $10 worth of stuff. It wasn't about the money. It was about whether or not they were going to receive it. And I'm surely not going to stand at a cash register and fight and argue with the woman I'm buying your stuff. I'm not going to do that. Because in this day, that ain't going to work in any sense of the word. So why'd you say all this, Pastor? I went out and sat down in the car. You know what I did? I said, hey, Jesus. In a dream, in the middle of the night, when that lady's sleeping, get her. What? You told me to bless her. I would bless her. I'll bless anybody. But guess what? You wouldn't let me bless you? Don't matter. I'll sit in the car and point my finger at you as you walk by and say, get her, Holy Ghost. You know what that means? In the middle of the night, when deep sleep falls upon her, what's going to happen? She's going to have a dream. She's going to have a vision. And God's going to adjust her path.
Amen.
Does she need to know it was me? No. I don't care if anybody knows it was me that was praying. Because that's not what the prayer is about. The prayer is about, everybody listen to this. I might just be done in 10 minutes and we'll all just go home. Watch. Every person you have ever wanted to reach for the gospel of Jesus Christ and couldn't seem to get past the barrier. How many of you got 15, 20 names that's coming to you right now while you're thinking about it?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Say this with me. Jesus.
Jesus.
All those people you just showed me in my mind's eye.
All those people you just showed me in my mind's eye.
Tonight while they're sleeping. May it be deep sleep. Show them a technicolor dream. That you will give them understanding. Way beyond anything I ever said. So that they come to you immediately. I call it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And just like that, it's done.
Yeah.
Do you know how simple this makes pastoring now? Holy Spirit, I can't seem to reach that one. Sick 'em, Jesus. Tonight in a dream, in a vision, while deep sleep falls upon him. Help him see it.
Yeah.
What? Remember what Paul said? That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of this man. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of man. I've preached some of this stuff every which way I can preach it, and some people don't get it. But guess what? It's not dependent on whether or not I can help you get it. It's dependent on God go behind the scenes and fix on the backside of their life the thing that's keeping them from being able to receive the wonderful mercies and blessing and grace of God. I have so much hope now for so many people that I said, Lord, I can't seem to reach these people. Guess what? I quit trying. Why? Because I've said it frontwards, backwards, sideways, top down, bottom up, inside, crossways. I use laser beams and arrows and spotlights. I've used it all. Guess what? I'm not the Holy Spirit. on the mouth, on the oracle. And when you're sleeping, God's giving you a dream. And that's a good word right there, isn't it? That's a really good word. Some of you this weekend, when you were with family and friends, you're like, man, that person right there really needs Jesus to help them. Here's your verses. Speak these verses out loud over them every single day. Those of you who have a member of your family with autism, speak these words over them every single day. Why? Because God speaks to them in a dream, in a vision. I think about my friend Rivers, Miracle Man. He's blind in his physical eyes, but he's not blind on the inside of his spiritual eyes. That man can literally see the world on the inside of himself. And God is giving him dreams and visions. It's taking him clear beyond it. And it's giving him a revelation of who God Almighty is. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The great amen.
The great amen. Now, how am I going to do this? Shambanda lefidista maka chamarisha bulabadi vidi kalasi matata. Hama sile vedama nakala bedisa vedemata kidimononde vada bedishika. Well, this is what we're going to do. Let me close my Bible here. Those of you on YouTube, I'm going to close this YouTube session out with that message. I'm going to open YouTube back up with a read the word, and it will end with communion because we always do communion on Sunday morning for read the word, and we'll end our program in communion. Am I thinking that through, right? I think the Holy Spirit gave that to me. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless every one of these people that have come tonight to be a part of the community of faith. And you know what, Father? I know that right now tonight, there are many people who have been saying, God, how am I going to reach that person? And yet you have shown us in this last 2 months exactly how to reach absolutely every person in our life that we've ever wanted to reach by these dreams, visions, and you speaking to them when they're sleeping. Thank you, Father, for it. May this word that I've just spoken on this video tonight revolutionize the lives of every person who hears it. May they play this video over and over and over and over, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And Father, every person within the sound of my voice, give them a technicolor vision and dream that causes them to say, what is this all about? And they come to the saving knowledge of who you are. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Now, those of you on YouTube, watch this. I'm going to stop YouTube. This video will stop. I'll start YouTube again. So just watch our channel. You'll see it come up in your library. I'll be live again. It'll say read the word. And we'll go right into read the word, which is Acts chapter 15 and 16. And then we'll have communion at the end, just like we always do on Sunday morning. So what are you doing? You're going to watch your YouTube channel, and we'll be right back with you in the matter of probably about 2 minutes. Those of you that's with us on the Establishing Your Faith Blog Talk Radio channel, just stay there. Everything's going to be all right. And those of you that's on the YouTube or on the Blog Talk Radio channel, read the word. It's all going to be right with you too. Do you see what the Holy Spirit is doing right here, right now, in front of every God and everybody? We'll see you in just a few minutes. God bless you. There we go. Now, if any of you have a question right now about that teaching, you're welcome to ask a question. We're going to be very focused, so we stay right with the subject of that dream and that vision and that those verses out of Job while I'm setting this up. Maybe you got a statement. Maybe God gave you something.
Your prayers will be answered greatly.
Amen. Are you ready? That was pretty quick, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That's how quick it is. Here we go. Good morning and welcome to Read the Word, another in the series of our Read the Word program, whereby we are reading through the Bible chronologically this year from Genesis to Revelation. And it's very interesting because as we read through it chronologically, the books are all out of order from what you would normally see in the 66 books of the Holy Bible. However, those books are all placed in the timeline of history of right when they happened. And if you missed last night's James, the whole book of James, if you missed that one last night, man, go back and catch that, read the word. It's on my Facebook page. It's on the Community of Faith Facebook page. It's on YouTube. It's in the YouTube playlist. Go back and make sure you connect with that because that was a really good one on the book of James. I don't think I did too bad. I think it was 47 minutes. I read the whole book of James and preached a little bit, and that was really good. It's awesome. But the book of James is an amazing book. And I got a revelation last night from the book of James that I have never seen before. And I might share it with you in a little bit, but right now let's get to read the word. Now watch this. We are in tonight, or this morning, Acts chapter 15 and 16. No more legalism. Evangelize now. Those are two chapters, Acts 15 and 16. Paul and Silas are going to kick it in chapter 16, but chapter 15 is about no more legalism. And these two chapters are going to go together very well. In the book of Acts. Now, it's Sunday morning, so